Hey girl, welcome to the Light Your Fire podcast. Here we're all about inspiring moms to rediscover themselves while being present at home and bringing some fun back into their lives. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm a busy mom of two young kiddos on a mission to light a fire under your butt and take the epic baby steps you need to get you where you want to go in life, whether it's up-leveling your mindset, career, mom life, or relationships. This podcast is all about sharing tools that are super simple, yet crazy effective to build habits that will actually help get you out of a rut and start living the life you dream about. Seriously. So girl, are you ready? Let's get into it. What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode. I didn't have an episode last week because I ended up getting sick, you guys. I caught a weird stomach bug. So anyways, I skipped last week. Thank you for your patience. And I'm so excited to get into this week's episode. It's going to be about a topic that I overheard from author Dan Martell. You guys, Dan is an incredible human being. He is author of Buy Back Your Time, which I haven't read yet, but I've heard like snippets from his book. And then he's also a podcast host as well, too, of the Dan Martell Show. He just speaks straight fire, you guys. And there was something that just blew my mind in terms of like a different perspective that he had on life and like your everyday of like how to kind of overcome not only just like pain points in your life about regret, but also how to move on from regret. And so really that's what today's episode is about, is asking yourself, okay, what did I regret today? So the reason I wanted to talk about this is I feel like there can be multiple perspectives on personal development and like kind of the bad rap that you can get for it. It's like, you know, you have to give yourself grace too, right? Like there's that fine line of giving yourself grace, but then, okay, like let that be fuel, let that be a fire to light under your butt to then keep moving forward, whatever that scenario may be, right? And you guys know me, like this podcast is called Light Your Fire. I want to be here to be an inspiration for you guys. So when I was listening into an episode from Dan, like he really honed in, and this was a collab. I'll go ahead and link him in the show notes, but I can't remember who was interviewing him, but he talked about every single day at the very end of the day, he asks himself, what did I regret? And this can be as little as I regret not flossing in the morning, right? Or it could be as big as I regret, you know, if there was like something he said horribly to like a person, not that he did, but like, you know what I mean? Like there's a whole spectrum and it all falls on this spectrum of regret. Now, the reason I wanted to pull this up and really talk about regret is because I want you to kind of ask yourself, what are some things in your life that you regret that maybe you have felt frustrated on? One example that I wanted to share that I have been frustrated with myself over the years is being a little bit of a procrastinator, number one, in order to like accomplish things and get things done in a timely manner, but then also like arriving to places on time and being a little early. And I've been known to like overestimate or underestimate, I guess, of, you know, when I'm going to be arriving to places. And that's something I've been working on. And so when he was talking about this concept of, you know, what did I regret for the day? He wanted it to really be that fuel of taking a step back from your day and just peeling back the layers and seeing where there are places for improvement. Because he really just talks about like when he's on his deathbed, he doesn't want to have any regrets, but he really started living this way to help not only recognize what things he could improve upon, but then he started noticing how much of a better life that he was living. It's almost like you're facing the fears right away, right? Like I think a lot of times in life, and I'm not saying this is true for everybody, but I know for me, it's very true where oftentimes what we're resisting in life is oftentimes what we're needing to face or to do next, right? Like a lot of times we end up putting that resistance on the back burner because it feels icky in the time being. It feels because we're being stretched in some way, shape, or form. And so our way of avoiding that is just trying to pretend it's not there, pretending that we don't have to accomplish it. So I'm curious, like, what are some things, like, just start imagining right now in your life, what are those things that you
might have regrets on every single day, that maybe it has been something that has been on the back burner. Maybe that's your regret, is you've been putting a lot of tasks on the back burner that you know you're wanting to get around to. Did you regret not working out when you said you would? Did you regret eating 2 to 3 slices of cake or having multiple cupcakes, you know, at the birthday party or baby shower when you really should have only had one? Or whatever, you know, whatever makes you feel good inside. Maybe it just you regretted overeating, overindulging. Maybe you regret not telling your partner or a family member that you love them when you saw them last. Maybe you regret not being more present with your kids, you know, when they were asking you to take time away from your phone in order for you to play a quick, like 15-minute game of hide and go seek. Maybe you regret not using your voice when asked of your opinion on something. Ooh, that one can cut deep. Maybe you regret not living your life authentically. So I wanted to take this time to kind of ask you, what are a couple things that you regret? And you don't have to do this to feel bad about yourself, by the way. And so I urge you, utilize this as a tool to help you, to give you the power to use regret as fuel versus frustration. Because you guys, I used to let all of this like frustrate the heck out of me because I'd beat myself up. I'd be like, oh, I should have done X, Y, Z. And instead of doing the shoulda, coulda, wouldas with yourself, utilize it. Flip the script on yourself and say, okay, you know, I regret this. How can I change that so it doesn't happen again? So it doesn't happen tomorrow, right? And so hopefully this has been helpful for you guys. Like I wanted to just share this like really quick hit of inspiration and let a little fire under your booty, see if that's something that could be helpful. But it like blew my mind when I overheard Dan Martell using the word regret in this perspective. Cause I'm like, holy crap. Like, yes, absolutely. I can use this as a tool to help fuel me to just make these little tweaks throughout the day, throughout the week. And in turn, I feel like this really could turn into an incredible habit that can make some amazing improvements in your life. Before I let you go today, I had to share some super exciting news, you guys. I am hosting my first live in-person event coming up here on Thursday, May 30th. It's going to be held from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Story Space in Dubuque, Iowa. So you guys, if you knew of the Fig Leaf Boutique by Rylan McQuillan, well, Rylan, you guys, she ended up closing down the boutique, unfortunately, in January. But the beautiful thing is she relaunched that venue as a beautiful venue space now called the Story Space. And you guys, I love what she's doing. She really just wants people to share their stories and be able to help connect, make connections, and help launch local businesses far and wide. So you guys, I'm so pumped for this event. Not only is it gonna be a fun, happy hour slash networking event, 1 hour of the event is gonna be a live podcast recording with myself plus 4 to 5 other local entrepreneur guests that will be speaking on topics that I think you are just absolutely gonna love, and it's gonna light such a fire under your booty. So seriously, in addition to those, after the event, there's also gonna be vendors there. I've already got a few things up my sleeve in terms of who might be there for vendors. So just to kind of give you a little bit of a teaser, I'm hoping to maybe have a couple, like someone there for maybe offering cupcakes and maybe someone there with like permanent jewelry. So seriously, if you are just looking for like a night out, and this isn't just a girls' night out, like anybody is welcome to come to this event. This is gonna be the place to be. And honestly, I feel like this event is gonna be the perfect kickoff to your summer. If you are someone like me who is just a go-getter, if you are just looking for something new, like this is gonna be the event to go to. And you guys, I already like have my outfit picked out. It's gonna be amazing. So if you have any interest attending this event, there is gonna be limited seating, you guys, seriously. So if you have any interest, go ahead, shoot me a DM that says event, and I will go ahead and share more details with you. I'm still updating the website behind the scenes and absolutely will let you guys know both on the podcast and on Instagram once this is live and ready to go. If you are listening into the podcast right now, I want to be able to offer you guys the best price possible. I will be offering early bird pricing for those who register within a limited time frame. So again, please, please, please stay tuned. I'm recording this on Monday, April 29th. Send more details out May first. I am so, so excited for this event. I really, really hope you can make it. So please, please, please go ahead, shoot me a DM if you have any interest, and I would absolutely love to see you there. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will talk to you on next week's episode. Hey girl, thank you so much for listening all the way through. If you loved today's episode, it would mean so much if you share it with a girlfriend or post it on social media to help spread the word. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to catching up with you on next week's episode. So go out there and light your fire, girl.